to the after disaster.
Yeah, all right, let's get right straight into it. Welcome to the, welcome to the program. Welcome to the program. Live from a restaurant, but hopefully way better than Bob's Big Boy, but not nearly as good as it's going to be next time we do this.
Yeah, because
I'm an ass and I forgot my microphone.
Well, I wouldn't say
I'm an ass.
Put the blame on you completely. At least we're getting a podcast done. Tyler's out of town. He's in Italy.
This is sans Tyler, which is, yeah, it's kind of nice.
Kind of nice. It's intimate, with the exception of this little barrier between us.
Yeah, we set up a little makeshift barrier, and Mike feels the necessity to tell every single person that comes to the table. By the way, we're recording this conversation. I don't know why they need to know. The befuddlement on that woman's face when you told her that.
I know, but
and then she was nervous
weird,
and rattled.
Weird to come in and just set up a recorder on
nope,
the table.
They're just happy to have us in here. The place is empty.
I'll tell you that much. They are. They're pretty happy. Right now they're back in their kitchen poisoning us.
We already looked through the windows and they did that sad, like, are they going to come in?
Yeah.
And then we didn't. And then a random lady came up, drove up, said, have you guys ever eaten there? And we said, no. And she said, it's really good, you should. And then a little chihuahua popped its head out and it was like trying to tell us to come in here.
We're
too.
We're sold.
And then she even gave us like a little $3 off coupon and then she drove away. It was quite a sales pitch.
So weird. I want to ask them if she works here.
Here we are at Cha-Cha Chicken. Is that what it's called? In Northridge, and it's in the same shopping mall as our skate shop.
And the coolest part about it is it's kind of reminiscent of that place with the fish that we went
to.
A little
hookah lounge-esque. But it also, oh, by the way, lots to get to, and it's going to be a truncated version of the show, a little shorter, but lots to get to. Developments have occurred. Things are happening. Jesus Christ. But also there's a bar around the corner. Or if you still drank, thank God you don't, because I would have had us both in there drinking during
this
show.
We can go over there and finish this podcast.
I can't drink because I have so much to do tonight. Mm. But the name of the bar? Nectar. It's a pretty sweet-ass name for a bar.
We should do it.
Should we go have a cocktail?
This is next door to our skate shop.
Yes.
Where we buy our skateboard equipment.
Valley Skate and Surf Shop, which is a great place. I highly recommend if you live in the Southern California area. Poke your head in. They're always really cool and they have all sorts of shit. It's not a little hole in the wall, but
I'll be frank with you. It's greater when that hot chick's working.
Okay.
Agree or disagree?
My usual dude that helps me wasn't in there, but there's two new guys and they were both equally as cool. At least reminisce, talk about old skaters and
can I
shit
tell you?
They were talking tons of shit about. I shouldn't say that because I already said the name of the place.
T.A.?
No. T.A.
Tony Alva?
No, he wasn't mentioning Tony Alva. Lots of skaters' names were dropped, though, when we were going back and forth, and it was fun.
Did they mention us?
No, they did not. And then you wandered in. Oh, no, and now chips and salsa, or chips and
black
bean dip.
Oh, my God, that's going to be the worst thing to get on a podcast. Sorry.
Yeah.
You know what else? I think, thank you very much.
Thanks, man.
The good news is, there's not very much.
Yeah. Should we get them soggy first, so that they're not crunchy?
I give you my word. I will edit this out, if it's annoying.
Should we take a little pause and just nourish?
Nope.
I feel like maybe we should.
What if some fucking good stuff comes out while we're eating chips?
All right, the last show we did, it'll probably go down in infamy as the horrible cockroach-ridden show.
Mm-hmm.
But never again. Never again. I haven't even been back to the P.O. Box. Like, every time I even think about the P.O. Box, I get sick. And what I might do is just go there once every 6 months. So anything in there, it's just dead. You know what I mean? We're
not
opening.
Bad.
We're not going to open the packages anymore on the program. Despite the fact,
you can thank that one dude for that.
Despite the fact that I've received numerous emails from people very upset about that, but I've received equal amounts that are very happy about that. So what are you going to do? We will continue to receive things and thank people. And maybe we'll even do fake openings. We'll open before the show and then go and then redo. You know what I mean?
How about this bonus episode? We spend an hour just opening packages.
But that still leaves us with a dilemma. We don't know when we're opening.
Mm-mm. I've already thought this through. I can take a stick and attach a box cutter to it, and we can open the boxes. I'm serious.
I know you are. That's why
we can tape it to the ground, open the boxes from 5 feet away, like we're a bomb squad.
Okay, I like it.
I'm dead serious. I think I'll make for good video.
Before I forget, one last plug before the actual festival.
Get that, baby.
At the Chinese Theater this Thursday. This should... Fucking Tyler. Goddamn Tyler. We're watching his dog form. He has a neurotic dog, right? It's a puppy. It's got anxiety, attachment disorder, whatever they call it. So when Tyler and his wife dropped the dog off, left, he immediately started yelping and barking and wandering around the house like I was abusing it. I was sitting on the couch, and every time he'd look at me, it would like get sketchy. It was acting like a cat for about 5 hours. Brutal. I put it outside. It would do the same thing. I let it inside. It would do the same thing. Hey. Finally, it whined itself to sleep.
From my experience, Dahlia did the same thing. She sat by the door of my apartment, powers.
Dahlia is Mike Carano's old girlfriend's dog, who he has attachment disorder with.
Yeah.
He misses.
And then the second visit, she was with me for a week. Mm-hmm. By the third or fourth night, she reluctantly would just get into bed and go to sleep.
Crouched on the starting line?
But she wasn't happy the entire week. The second week I had her.
Crouched.
What do you mean?
Starting line? Sorry, yes. I'm doing a cake reference.
I knew that was a cake reference. I saw cake once, and the volume was so low, I couldn't enjoy it.
Kind of like this podcast, possibly.
No, this is going to be loud, the loudest one we ever did.
Ever? Wait, so I wake up in the morning after she winds herself to sleep, and Tyler's dog, Farley, is licking me awake. Like, as though last night never happened. This is where I would be making rape references if we still did that, but we don't, so I'm not going to make... As though,
I didn't even mention it.
As though Tyler and Lauren don't exist, then I've been her owner all along. And now she's just like, happy as a clam. My other dogs aren't too happy, very jealous, but Farley's fine. So I'm watching this goddamn dog, feeding the dog the food that they make for it, which is better than the food I eat. They make dog food. Tyler and Lauren are making dog food for this dog. It's like, you know, it's like their child. It's their first dog. So they're going overboard. I get it.
Yeah.
But here's the point. Why I'm bitching. Tyler, here's what I need you to do. Since you're a little post-it boy, you're a little technical boy with this show, I need you to tell me how to post while you're in Italy. And he says, for sure, bro. Do it when I get home. Because they're going home to drink themselves to sleep. They had a 6 a.m. flight. Long story short, it's been 48 hours. No email. Nothing. I continue to watch his dog. And I don't get the simple little email I asked for.
Okay, what I should... I think what you should do is...
Be mad.
An intensive... That's what I'm doing. 24/7 training program. On that dog.
Mm-hmm. I should do it. Give it like what's that Frankenheimer film? I'm very hungry, so my brain's not working quite properly. The one with old blue eyes, Frank Sinatra. Manchurian Candidate. I should just come up with a couple words that make it just freak the fuck out. And then Tyler and Lauren will just be like watching TV, and they'll say the word, and the dog just freaks.
Lauren. Every time you say Lauren, the dog just goes berserk.
No, literally. I'll make the word literally. And every time the dog... So, what was I saying? Oh, yeah. Man-Chinese.
How about Anderson and Mike?
That'd be pretty sweet. But they'd catch on pretty quick. Like,
how about put the dog on an all... Give it. You know how dogs, especially small dogs, if you feed them really good food, they won't go to the old food? At least Dahlia.
Yeah.
If she had good food, she would never eat the dry
dog. After eating that dog food jelly bean, I don't know why they'd ever go back to that dog.
Yeah, no shit. But you should teach that. Just feed that dog filet mignon every single day, so when it goes back to their house, it just looks like the food like it's
very,
an insult.
Very expensive prank. Very expensive.
That may not even work out at all.
So, hopefully this will post before, but I wanted to give one last plug. Hope you guys to see you guys out at the Chinese Theater at the Holly Shorts. And you can get... I even tweeted about it. So it's exciting. But also, I should say, if you can't make it, but you do want to come to something, September 26th. This is the first time I'm saying this anywhere publicly. September 26th, I plan on having my own little All Shorts Festival. Everyone's going to be there. Everyone's worked on it. It's going to be a big, fun event. And I got
the
place.
How many people can fit in that venue?
250 sitting, 500 standing. So it's going to be a good time. It has its own bar, and it's going to be a very good time. So that's a Saturday, September 26th, 3 months from now. If you can't make this one, but I'd love to see it both. Honestly, well, who's
we should do a live podcast from that.
We might, possibly, because I have like about an hour and 20 minutes of content that I'll be showing, and then talking in between, and I just hope I don't get too drunk. Who knows? I might be clean and sober by then. So, as we were doing the last show, right before Tyler opened the box with the new little friend in it, that caused—I mean, just talking about it right now makes me sick. I got terribly distracted, but then we came back to it, and I talked about that greeting card that I got with the gas tank and the Zippo lighter.
Oh, my God. That's by far it was the biggest event of the night.
Smiley little faces on them. And in the inside of the greeting card, it said, "We're dangerous together, and I like it." And then it said, "Happy anniversary."
I didn't know it said I like it. I thought you commented. The person said, "We're dangerous."
No, that's why the greeting card. It was a very cool little greeting card. Very random. But then there was a Polaroid picture of the gas station where that event took place, where the angry little man, when I was taking a vine of him over 2 years ago now, or just over 2 years ago,
grabbed your phone,
he grabbed
and yanked
phone,
it into his car.
And he had it in his car, and then we were doing a Benny Hill thing. It was very comical, where he was on one side of the car. At one point, he had it inside. Every time he'd grab it, it would film a little bit more because it's a vine. So it's one of the greatest vines ever. It's still on my feed.
Absolutely.
He's got to dig for it. I think it's June 23rd or June 13th, 2013. So it said happy anniversary, and then it had someone's name. But we're still so freaked out of the cockroach, I didn't even think to look up the name. When I got home at like 3:34 in the morning, long story short, I look up the name, and the first thing that pops up on old Google is the guy's face, the angry little man's face. It's him. Now, in this Vine video...
What was the second thing that popped up?
In this Vine video, you can actually, if you freeze it, there is like one or two frames where you see his face right before he grabs the phone pretty clearly. So, I don't know, you tell me, is there like Google software out there where you can like get face recognition?
Yes.
Is that probably
how...
Because this listener, as savvy as you are, you're also very creepy. It's very scary. Because the Polaroid,
we want to hire you for some other shit.
Polaroid picture of the actual gas station, which I never disclosed, and then you found the guy. And I know it's not the guy. You know how I know? Because the guy's dead.
Yep.
Angry little man died.
D-E-D, dead.
There's an A in there. I think. He died 6 months or so after the incident. Which is a shame. That makes me... I don't even know how to feel about that. I have a little more guilt about it. Even though I wasn't angry by the time everything was said and done, he grabbed my phone. He was freaking the fuck out, threatening to put it in his ass.
How would you feel if they did some sort of DNA investigation and they found out that he had a rare chromosome and he died due to something that was in your sweat that was on your phone?
I'd feel very guilty. And he's the one who took it.
God, I wish that story was true.
So he's threatening to throw the phone, and I was thinking in my head, I remember at the time, I was thinking, go ahead, throw it. I just backed it up. But he called the cops on my phone, and then I got my arm stuck in the window. I mean, I've told it all the story. It was a traumatic event. But I was laughing by the time. It was so absurd. Cops showed up, and then we went our separate ways. So he's dead. I would have never known anything.
Your next cockroach guy.
If he wasn't dead, oh, that's true. If he wasn't dead, I'd probably reach out to him. Now with his new information, you know what I mean?
Have him on the show?
Maybe.
Hey.
So we can collaborate the whole story?
Do you want to go visit his grave?
No, I don't want to go that far. He was a filmmaker as well. He made cartoons. He did spoofs of Schoolhouse Rocks and gay activist stuff. Sounds like Hedwig and the Angry Inch. Actually, it was some good stuff. So I definitely would have reached out
to him. Are you kind of bummed thinking you may have missed your opportunity to meet your best friend?
Speaking of friends, so I find his Facebook page, right?
Yeah.
And immediately, I was on my...
Sent him a friend request?
Did it on my phone, and it's really creepy when someone dies and you find the Facebook page, because it's like he was posting, you know, 2-3 times a day, and then it just abruptly just drops off like this precipice. It's just
super
done.
Abruptly.
Yeah. Just done. But on the... I was on my phone searching, and I searched for the date or thereabouts where it happened to see if he commented on the occurrence at the gas station. Nothing. Not a peep.
He was shaking up, man. He took it seriously.
So, I look, as you do on Facebook, and one of the little pieces on Facebook that they have is how many mutual friends you have. You have one mutual friend.
What
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Food's here.
Wow. Chicken?
Right
there. Oh, that's me. Thank you.
Excuse me.
That was pretty good.
Looks great. Thank you, Matt.
Thank you very much.
Got to be anything else? Refill on the soda?
Sure, that'd be great. Thank you.
You're welcome. Who is a mutual friend?
So, mutual friend is a guy that works up in my camp that I do every summer. I called him immediately.
It's not the skateboard guy.
Not the skateboard. Who's the skateboard guy?
The guy that sent you the board.
No, different camp. I have known hundreds of people at camp, literally. You know, hundreds of camp people. But I call him up. He didn't answer because he was up at camp. He called me yesterday. Thank you very much. On his way back down from camp, because he's up at camp all summer long, and he comes back in between sessions. Long story short, he... does in fact know this guy. He knew him, and then he said, followed up with, you know he's dead, right? I'm like, yeah, I know. And they were part of like a gay hiking troop that went hiking in Griffith Park every Thursday, because this guy who was friends with him up at camp is a gay man and a gay counselor.
That's what I figured. I didn't think he couldn't find anyone else to hike with.
Gay man and gay journalist.
I just joined this African American gay Republican club. Because they go unicycling once a week.
So it was kind of like cutting in and out, the phone
just
was.
Stretch mic.
And I'm like, David, I'll tell you more about this, you know, when I see you up at camp at the end of July, because I'll be up there and I'll tell him the whole story, and it'll be interesting. But I actually have somebody who had actual interaction with the angry little man.
Unreal.
The story that just keeps on giving.
Unreal. Did you get the same sauce I got?
You have a couple different sauces.
They're both delish.
Yeah?
Delicious.
Okay. We almost didn't eat here because you were scared.
I know.
So that's that. It's an update.
I think that story is actually, I think it's fascinating, and I think it's incredible. The odds that that Vine went down as it played out. The fact of the matter that he kept hitting the screen and you got this incredibly tense, action-filled Vine of a guy yanking your phone from your hand, then rolling your arm up in the window. Then the cops being called, and then you telling the story, and then you finding out.
Years later.
that he's dead, and you have a mutual friend.
I wish he commented on it, though, on his Facebook. I really want to get the other side of the story, you know what I mean? I tell it as accurately as I experienced it, but, you know, my side's always going to be different than his side, for sure. And then I have one last update, and that's on Ratso.
This sounds sad.
Yeah. He passed away as well. Ratso died.
Natural causes?
No, the cat causes. But, you know, I had him in a little cage in the back room.
Having fangs rip into your flesh, right?
The wife was not pleased knowing that there is a wild, you know, rodent living in a mouse cage in the back room. But I was going in there every night.
Now she's happy as a clam.
And the rat, I think, had a little brain damage because he kind of seemed a little bit odd. Rats are usually pretty smart, but he couldn't figure out how to drink from the water bottle, so I was doing that by hand. And he was really cute when he was drinking the water.
Sure took a weird turn. I don't know which sauce to use on this chicken.
And then I was feeding him like Hawaiian bread dipped in honey, and he seemed to like that. And then he just started getting more sluggish. And he died sitting like upright, and his like little arm was still on the cage, and he just kind of looked drunk and dead. So I let him, which is good. I mean, I wanted him to die or to recover so I could let him go. The last thing I wanted was a half-crippled rat in my back room for months or years. So that's that.
Are you saddened, or are you happy he's finally gone to rat heaven?
I'm glad that one or the other happened.
How deep did you bury him?
I don't want to admit what I did.
You tied him to a balloon and let him go?
I was so over the whole thing, I got a new trash can. You remember the trash saga?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Brand new. God, I felt like an old man.
He's buried in a trash can?
My new trash can looks nice. There's never been any trash in it. It's
metal?
Shiny.
It's metal?
No, it's plastic. It's plastic. It's from the city. But I'm like, that's a beautiful trash can. I had never felt more old, like more like an old man. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm gonna wheel this out to my curb with pride, this trash can.
Everything goes in a bag now.
Except
I will never throw trash.
Except for Ratso in the cage.
Oh, Ratso didn't go in the bag?
I just put him in the trash.
The cage?
The new trash and the cage, everything. Everything.
So you threw the cage away?
Yeah, there's a fucking wild rat in it for like a week.
Is he still sitting in front of your house right now in the trash can?
He's like on the curb right now, yes.
This could be your next short film.
What is that?
You feel guilty and you go check on him and he's gone.
That wouldn't shock me. And then 2 years later, I get a little letter from in the P.O. box.
Polaroid of the trash can. Look familiar, asshole. I don't know how I feel about this.
What's that?
A lot of work to do this morning. Overwhelmed. I decided the best course of action, take a hike. Swear to God.
Of course.
I'm looking at the list of what needs to get done today. So I go for a hike. And I think of myself as a jaded individual, not really impressed by much. And I was listening to Maron's podcast, and I got the chills, thinking that the President of the United States was sitting in his garage. I know it sounds pathetic, and it sounds like I'm starstruck or something. I was just like, what? Like,
and he's a lame duck president, so it's not
that
big a deal.
It doesn't matter, but it still gave me the chills thinking, wow, someone I know had the president. I mean, we've both had a lot of friends that that met the president or know him or whatever. You know what I mean? Like celebrities. But Maron had that guy, the president, come to his house and go
into his
garage.
It'd be one thing if like Maron met him like on the Air Force One or something. That'd be really cool still. But the fact that Obama came down to his level in the garage. Mm-hmm. Pretty great. Pretty great.
You're probably going to have more rats, you know.
What?
There's probably more rats out there.
That's why I got my cat. Keep them away.
Yeah, but it doesn't work if the cat just brings them in.
No, the cat doesn't. The cat only does that when the wife leaves the doggy door open in the dead of night.
Okay.
Because rats are nocturnal. So as long as the sun's down and you close that goddamn doggy door, Jillian, we're good. We're good to go.
You know what you should try? Might drive the dog nuts. There's these little things from Black & Decker that you plug in.
Hey, they don't work. Supposed to keep bugs and rodents away, but then that just tortures your poor dogs. So we're at CVS the other day. I feel a little bit guilty. Father's Day just came and went Sunday, and my mom was trying to rally the troops and get like the whole family to go back out there and see old dad. I'm like, Mom, it's just gonna be more crowded. Dad has no idea if it's Father's Day or Christmas or Easter. I'd much rather go see Jillian's dad And it's his birthday, too. Jillian's dad's birthday. And so that's what I'm going to do. I'm not going to see my own dad. I'm going to see Jillian's dad, and we'll go see dad like later in the week, and we'll tell him that it's 4th of July or something.
It's Father's Day.
Yeah. He doesn't know. Doesn't care. So I felt a little bit guilty about that.
I hope your dad's writing a book, and this is all a big ruse.
Can you imagine?
Chapter 4.
What if he's
my
Jesus?
My idiot son.
What if he's Jesus and this is all test? That's narcissistic here right there. That's very narcissistic thought on my behalf.
Guess how we doing here?
Everything's great.
Okay. Thank you.
Fantastic. Thank you, man. Let's take the fuck away. So, we're at CVS getting Julian's dad a birthday card and a Father's Day card, as you do on the day of, because God forbid you buy it.
7-Eleven was too crowded.
And the woman at CVS, she was this little Mexican woman, and she saw that it was a Father's Day card and a birthday card, and she goes, "How old is your father?" And Julian, you know, says 68 or whatever he is, 69. She goes, "Oh, that's nice. My father died." And we're just both sitting there going, "Okay, sorry to hear that.
Can we have another cashier?"
"He died 3 years ago. He was only 64. This is a very tough day for me." It's like, what the fuck? What is that?
It's going to get tougher if I complain to the manager that he made me uncomfortable. I'm not going to shop here anymore.
What were we supposed to do? Poor Jillian's just super, you know, awkward to begin with, you know, any kind of exchange with a stranger. So she's like, "Oh, I'm very sorry to hear that. That's very terrible."
Maybe you should have gotten behind the counter and given her a hug.
Was she doing that to every single person that bought a Father's Day card that day?
It was probably, she's mentally ill, and she thinks you give a shit. Or, two, she saw compassion in your eyes, and it was a cry for help.
Well, did we answer that cry?
I don't know. What'd you do?
I like this wrap, but I don't like cooked celery in my food. There's a lot of it.
Did you?
Goddamn celery. Who likes celery?
No one likes celery. Doesn't taste good.
It's the worst. It's the worst vegetable there is. Besides cilantro. Is that a vegetable? Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, celery is... I'll tell you why I like celery.
Please do. Please. Okay.
Because I read that it's really good for your skin. And so I believe that, even though I've seen no proof.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
All right.
Other than that, I don't like the taste. It goes bad immediately. If you make juice with it, like 2 days in, it's already soggy.
Celery?
Yeah.
Look at this. It's a giant stalk. I don't need that much.
That's too much celery.
So I have nothing left to talk about.
The great celery farms of Jamaica. I don't even know how celery grows, by the way.
Out of the ground.
I have no idea.
Out of the ground.
Still don't have any idea.
It's a high-standing vegetable.
Is it really?
It really is high-standing vegetable.
Does it look like celery when it comes out?
Oh, I'd like to thank Scott. By Scott. Scott Clark, our website guy, for his amazing work yet again.
We should be thanking him every week.
He's the fourth member of the show. I mean,
that's never been invited in. Oh, yeah, he is.
He's in the... Oh! Your short is more done than it's ever been. And I've shown the rough cut to four people now. It's getting big laughs. People are really enjoying it.
Cool.
And I cut it the way I edited it. I was thinking of the After Disaster listeners. And you and I and Tyler and the wives, more than I was of festivals. So there's scenes that go on longer than they should, and I don't care. Because I'm not making it for your fucking festivals.
Yeah.
You little
snooty
bitches.
Unless you guys are going to let us in, then.
And then that way, if it doesn't get in any festivals, I'd be like, yeah, it's because of the way I cut it.
Fucking Toronto.
But it's really close to being done, and it turned out as well as I hoped it would.
Excellent.
Cool. I like it. Cool. And you're very good.
Thank you.
Considering you're not a fucking actor at all.
Mm-mm. Now I am. Oh my god. Is that your ring?
Yeah, it's crickets.
That's horrible.
You don't, why is
That's
that?
That's a bug. That's a fucking bug. If roaches made a sound, it would be close to that.
No.
Hey, they what? You might have an answer to this. I'm not going to pull out my phone and play the recording for you. But I could.
You do a lot of things.
Since I probably spent 9 minutes recording it. Dark parking lot, 1 in the morning, Studio City. There's a bird in a tree. It's so fucking loud.
Yeah.
It's startling.
Yeah.
And it made a series of about 9 different noises
that
were very different from other birds. Why is that bird up? And are those? Is it just trying to mate? Is that what those noises are?
It was probably a mockingbird, which make a lot of different noises of different birds. That's where the name comes from.
And they're up late?
And yeah, around this time of year, I notice it around my house too. Like, there's certain birds, and they're usually mockingbirds, I think, that are up very late at night. I don't know if shit's going down. I've been watching one in my backyard. No, like, they lost one of their babies or something. Because spring just passed. Summer just started. So, like, a bunch of new things were just born recently, mainly cockroaches. I've tried to take a walk at 2 in the morning by my house. I don't live in a shitty neighborhood. I had to give up the walk three blocks in.
100% with you. 100%.
I was playing, like, hot lava, but it was roaches. Everywhere.
100% with you. So they are all up and down the sidewalks in Studio City.
What's going on?
I don't know. I don't know. I wish Marin would have addressed that with Obama, because that's a serious issue. It is a serious issue.
I would vote for a president if he came out and said, I will eradicate all roaches, era.
Mm-hmm. Can you find out that's like his secret terminology for some race that he hates?
I immediately thought, like, I sounded like Hitler.
Eradicate.
All right, okay, I gotcha.
Is that a reminder?
It's just letting me know there's a voicemail. Should I play it live?
Sure.
Live the tape. What is it? 626. Who could this be? Be prepared to cut this out, okay?
Oh, seriously? Maybe just don't play it.
From SVG Loud, regarding your reason.
Okay. These people are shaking me down for money. I've already paid them, but their computer thinks that I still owe them $45, which I don't care.
Yeah.
It's $45, but I already paid it, so I don't want to repay it. So they have a computer. Like, Mrs. Howe calls me like once every 2 weeks. That was a 2001 reference, Mrs. Howe, because it's a female robot.
All right. I used to be with Verizon. I'm with AT&T now. I want to go back to Verizon.
Mm-hmm.
But my getting a divorce from Verizon was a fucking nightmare. They were assholes, and we had a very contentious exit phone call where I said, so I have the phone for 3 more weeks, right, because the 7th is my billing cycle. And he goes, well, if you're canceling, I'm going to turn it off today. And I go, but I paid for till the 7th. Well, if you want to think about it, sir, then I won't turn it off. But if you're going to cancel it, I'm going to turn it off today. And I went, you know what? I go, and I honestly used profanity. And I said, fucking turn it off now. Fucking turn it off right now. And they did. Like, it took like 4 hours, but they still turned it off. And I went and got a new phone and went to AT&T. And now I want to go back to Verizon. Here's the problem.
How many times have you done that?
Like 5 or 6.
Stop it.
Here's the problem. I paid my Verizon bill, by the way, when it ended. But they kept sending me another bill for another $130, and I kept going, I already paid. I closed it out. I closed my account. Oh, no, this is for the last month. I go, I paid this. And then I talked to a friend of mine who's an attorney, just in casual conversation. He goes, you have to pay it. And he goes, it's extortion, but you have to pay it because they're just going to put a ding in your credit if you don't pay it. So I paid it, and now I'm getting collection notices. This is fucking 3 years ago. I still get collection notices from some collection company, and I know it just got passed on to them, and I really don't owe anyone any money, but I wonder if it's going to be weird when I go back to Verizon. Hey, buddy. I wonder if I should just go to T-Mobile, but then if I get T-Mobile and I don't like it because they have terrible
service. You're going to not like anything you ever have. You realize that.
Mm-hmm.
You will never be happy. Oh, hey. Anyone listening who those storyboards, please do get in touch with me. I'm going to throw the shout out for this, the call to action for this on the Film Vault as well. But I want to put together some storyboards for my next short, which I know realistically I'm not going to be able to shoot any of it before September 26th. But I do want to have some kind of mock-ups so I can get the concept out there, so I can let people know, because that's important to me. So, and it's a very visual short, but the script is essentially done. It's trademarked and copywritten, and I just need to shoot it, but I think I want to do some storyboards first. So please hit me up over at AndersonCowan.com. Send me an email if you're interested in doing that, getting credits, IMDb credit as the storyboard artist and all that shit.
So remember that we were talking about doing the show?
Quiet time.
Got some cool locations?
Yeah.
I should probably answer that one.
No.
And I said I was going to drive out to Pioneer Town and check it out.
Oh, yeah, you went.
Bottom line, kind of a letdown. But it's doable if you think we could find some adventure out there.
Well, I don't want to give away what we have planned.
Okay.
But we're doing our first Destination Disaster. Is that the first time that that's been even mentioned?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Tyler's going to be pissed that he wasn't here for this.
Well, that's what you get for being on a destination in Italy.
That's what you get for going to Italy.
And not giving me a fucking email letting me know how to post this.
I didn't want to elaborate on it, but from what I know...
I'm a little upset that he didn't
Lauren
invite us.
Is going to get...
You're Italian.
...fucking raped over.
What? No, stop it. We don't do the rape
not
thing.
Not really rape, but like she's going to get fondled and touched a lot by dudes that who are going to aggressively hit on her.
Possibly.
And I'm saying that based on women I've known that have gone to Italy, and they're like, it's... Some women say you just have to know how to be strong. And other women...
What?
Other women that have gone to Italy have told me, it's unbelievable, like, how aggressive men are everywhere. Even the little kids, like, are aggressive.
Remember that SNL sketch with Rob Schneider?
Mm-hmm.
And Adam Sandler, and, like... She'd be getting like room service, and they'd come up, and like by the time the sketch was over, they're like naked in her room, just holding like pieces of like fruit and vegetables over their junk, just constantly groping.
Sort of do, yeah.
It was a good one. I think it would be more uncomfortable for Tyler.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
I'll get in fights.
Yeah, of course we would.
Yeah, that's not cool. I don't want to get in fights and be in Italy jail.
No, you don't.
No,
ask my girlfriend Amanda Knox.
What?
Actually, she's getting married.
Who's Amanda Knox?
Oh my god, I was in love with her. Is
she a real person or is she a celebrity?
Real person was going to school in Italy, and they had some weird three-way, some weird sexual three-way, and then someone ended up dead. And the Italian government said that she murdered her roommate.
Really?
And she spent like 3 or 4 years. I don't know the details, by the way, in case anyone knows the case. Very, very, very famous case.
And this is a person you know, and...
No, I kind of had a crush on her.
Well, but did you ever talk to her?
No.
Well, I was asking if it was a real person or a celebrity, and you said real person.
Real person.
No, it's not a real person. To you? She's two-dimensional.
Hmm. Okay.
You know what I mean?
I think that, like, celebrity was girlfriend. Somebody... She was a celebrity after this happened.
That's a bad reason to be a celebrity, you know?
It's one of the few possible murderers that I thought I could totally, like, be in love with her.
All right.
Those aren't the best pictures, but...
Okay, all right. I'm looking at pictures of an obscure murderer-esque.
No, she's possible hot, though, right?
Murderer. Oh, yeah, she's pretty. She's an American. She wound up in Italian jail.
For years.
Why did they make a movie about this?
They probably did.
Cult Orange is the New Italy.
They probably did.
Italy's the New Black. All right, so I hope that Tyler has some good stories of how his wife was fondled when he comes back.
I hope nothing bad happens, but there's a likely chance they're going to get divorced.
And Tyler, just to let you know, if you're listening to... if you're listening to this, here's what a good guy I am. I had dreamed up an idea to talk about how freaked out I am because Tyler's dog escaped, and I don't know what to do.
Oh!
And I was going to...
Oh, how did you not do that?
Because it would ruin his entire trip.
Oh!
Yesterday.
You think he's going to listen to this on his trip?
Yeah, I think he will. Thank you, Mike. Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if you're over there hashtag tweeting things right now. Goddamn, Tyler. Send me the email. Knocking the door yesterday, right? It was during the 30 minutes that I have with the wife.
Mm-hmm.
30 minutes. Today, I have 0 minutes. Tomorrow, I'm going to have maybe an hour and a half, which is cool. But last night, yesterday, we only had 30 minutes where we could hang out. Yeah. Knock on the door. Actually, that's not... whatever. It doesn't matter. We spent the day with her family, and then we only had 30 minutes where it's just her and I. Came home, knocked on the door. Like, it was Sunday at 7 o'clock. And it was this poor woman who lives up the street. And she says... Thick accent. She says, hello, have you seen... And she has a phone. My dogs... She has pictures of these two dogs. Cute little dogs. And she says, they're my sons, and I'm watching them for him because his grandfather died, and he's at the funeral. He's going to be gone for a week. And I opened the front door, and I went away for one moment and came back, and the dogs are gone. And I said, do they have, like, I knew the answer, but...
Yeah, you gotta ask.
Do they have, are they chipped? No. Do they have collars on? I took them off because I was going to give them a bath, and my son keeps calling, and I'm telling them the dogs are fine.
Good move.
Horrifying. How sad is that?
Yeah.
And I'm like, don't worry about it. I'm sure that they're in the pound.
Can you submit this to the after disaster?
She said she called the pound, and the pound was closed. See, this is my way of venting without actually telling the truth about Tyler's dog.
Mm-hmm.
I'm making up a woman down the street in a similar parallel situation. I'm kidding, Ty. Your dog's fine, but that's a real story. this woman, and my heart was breaking for it. I mean, how awful is that?
Did you know this neighbor before that?
No, I knew her husband. I talked to him a couple times. He wanted to trade fruit. He's like, I'll take some tangerines. I got lemons if you want them in my backyard. I'm like, take the tangerines. Don't want your lemons.
You're like, I'd rather just have no contact with you whatsoever. I'd rather have you come into my yard and steal the fruit and just leave it at that. And no, it's no verbal contact and no friendship and no bonding and no feeling like I owe you. Because, you know, I got 3 pounds of tangerines and you got 3 pounds of apples.
No, lemons are actually more expensive than tangerines, so I would have been up, but I don't want to deal with...
Do you remember like a year ago when limes were a rarity?
Limes do fluctuate a lot.
But do you remember how severe it got?
No.
Like, Rubio's had no more limes. There were a place... I'm not kidding. There were bars saying, I'm sorry, no margaritas at this time.
I bet the bartenders were happy because cutting limes up as a bartender.
No,
terrible.
Shit.
Do limes really add that much to anything?
Yeah. Margaritas.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
Limes are great.
You know there's somebody who makes millions of dollars on lime trading, probably, because it goes up and kind of fluctuates so high. Yeah. Like, sometimes it's like 10 for 50 cents. And then I'll go back and it's like 3 for... $2.
Same with artichokes. Going to Costco, you get 3 giant artichokes for like $2.
What are we talking about? I just realized what we're talking about. This is
your neighbor's poor dog. That I have a feeling the story doesn't resolve.
No, I mean, we're talking about prices of limes and artichokes. I think we should move on.
Welcome to the old man podcast. the pet stories break my heart.
Well, I never go there. Can't do that. No.
But I'll also, you know what you don't want to run into? Like, my friend Gail has an issue with her neighbor, who happens to also be her landlord. And Gail talked her landlord into going to yoga with her one time. Then the landlord bought, like, a membership to go every time, and she goes every single time Gail goes.
And Gail
goes, it's killing me.
Goes where?
To do yoga.
Okay.
Like, she drives to a place and takes a yoga class, and it was, like, her personal time to herself, an hour.
Thank you.
Can
I do that out of
the way? Oh, yeah. Thank you very much. Thank you. It's her, you know, it's her hour. Like, what if this neighbor you trade fruit with all of a sudden, God, this bill is $50.
Is it really?
No, it's $27. Just wanted to see if you thought it was probably not worth it. Well, you give I'm being serious. You give your neighbor some fruit. Next thing you know, he wants to hang out. He's like, hey, you want to come in and watch the game? And you'll be like, oh, what the fuck?
I pick my friends. I don't allow them to pick me. So that will not happen.
Yeah, I wish I could be more like that.
Wait, I had something to say. Was that an attack?
That was a joke. That was a joke,
by
the way.
Was that an attack?
Yeah.
It was an attack.
Yeah, yeah. Because I was going to elaborate on it and say I'm sitting in a restaurant with you. But I couldn't think of a clever word.
I have to do an after disaster every single week. It takes up an hour and a half of my time. That's the parallel that you're going.
Yeah. I like doing the after disaster. It's the midnight that's killing me.
What was I going to say?
I love doing it.
I have something to say. That's something good.
You're talking about your neighbors and the dogs are gone. Meanwhile, you look outside, your cat's got him pinned down.
Nope. Wouldn't be surprised though, that cat's vicious.
Did you see the video? I forwarded the link on Facebook. It's fucking amazing.
What?
It's this dude taking a date on a little private plane, like one of those glider planes that probably costs like $8,000.
Uh-huh.
And they're clearly like boyfriend-girlfriend, because they're both kind of nervous, and they get in a little two-seater. It's completely exposed, and it's got the big billowy wings above, and the big jet, the big propeller.
I remember what I was going to say, so I'm happy, but I hope I don't forget again.
So, and they got the GoPro, and they're, you know, kind of like looking, and they seem like a super nice couple of people.
And then they get broadsided by
a minute into the video, all of a sudden... What the hell is that on the wing?
There's a man on the wing?
You see something. You know how the wing is like a pillow?
Yeah.
It's got space in the middle. All of a sudden, there's a cat, and it's just...
No!
And it's just like... And it's just blown in the wind, and they land.
And the
guy picks
it
out, and the cat's hair is just like...
What?
But it's adorable.
On YouTube?
It's adorable.
It's better than the anaconda that was on the big 747.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, you did. You showed
it. Oh, yeah, the dead one that came out of the wheel well?
Yeah.
Ah.
I want to ask you a question. Yeah. This is what I couldn't think of, and I'm glad that I remembered it. Have you ever heard of a band called the OJs from the 70s?
Of course. Yeah, I listened to that
song. Is that a big band?
Sent the link to.
Oh,
yes,
I did?
They were very big, yeah.
I'm not good with music at all.
They're one of the great bands, first of all. They were one of the first bands that did like dancing together and singing like that. They're not funk. They're a real soul band.
Absolutely. I love that song.
They have better songs than that, you know.
What we're talking about is a song that I first heard Ryan Reynolds, of all people, singing at the end of that movie, The Voices, which I quite liked. And they sing this song called Sing a Happy Song. Sing a Happy Song. Come on, sing along. It's a great song. And I thought it was an original song made for the movie because I had never heard it before, and I was doing searches, and all I could find was the movie version. There wasn't a studio version. A listener let me know that, no, it's made by the OJs in the 70s. Yeah. I've been listening to the original, and it's even better. And I just wanted to give you that. Check it out on YouTube, the OJs. Sing a Happy Song. It's fantastic.
You should probably just buy an OJ CD because they're great.
Or I went on a record or an 8-track.
That'd be better. Gramophone.
And then what? Yeah. What? Oh, and then I saw.
I'm just forwarding.
What are you doing right now?
No, we can't. We always look at do this. Right now. We always do this
we
on
can't
the show.
Look at it. No, but people
seriously?
Usually can see.
There he is.
And it's visual. I don't see the cat.
He's right in the corner.
Oh, no. That poor bastard. What are you doing on a glider?
Isn't that crazy? Look at him. Look at him blown in the wind.
I'd be so panicked.
They don't see him yet. They don't see him for a while.
Do they freak out when they see him?
No. No.
What do you type in to find this? So if people are sitting at work and they want to look at the cat on the glider. Oh, that is song.
Now he sees it.
She doesn't see. She seems nonplussed.
I would be horrified because I would think I'm going to witness the cat fall.
Yeah. That'd be the worst.
And probably slide out the back and go right into the propeller.
And you know that like whatever you're doing is going to cause it. She just like is worried that the cat's going to jump up. She's prepared to bat it away to its death.
Let me see what it's called.
Fuck that bitch. I hate her. Do you like how I jumped to conclusions? Yeah, but just look at her. She's like shying away. Okay, enough talking about that. I saw.
Fuck. I don't know what it's called. I'll find you and send it.
Inside Out. The new Pixar movie.
Okay. How'd you see that already? I didn't know it was out.
Came out Friday. And I'll do a full rundown of it in flick fashion on the Film Vault. But it's another one of those movies. Very good. Middle range for Pixar. Probably, you know, their 8th best or their 16th.
Still
or whatever.
Better than most people's movies.
Oh, yeah. A mid-range Pixar movie means that it's a great fucking movie.
Yeah.
It's a very, very good movie.
How do they do that?
But they take their time.
No, but how do they consistently have the best written, the best acted, the best looking? Like you can pick 5 Pixar movies, and they're as good or better than anything that's ever come out feature-wise animated. You know what I mean?
Yeah. They're just really smart people over there. I was talking about it on the Film Vault, actually. Bill Hader was one of the voices, and he was talking on another podcast I was listening to him interviewed on, and he said that it was like, he read the script early on, and he said he was blown away. It was amazing. And then John Lasseter and like the Brain Trust came in. They completely ripped the script apart. He was like mortified and horrified, and like, what are you doing? And then they made tweaks and big changes, put it back together, and he said it was 10 times better than the original.
Yeah.
And he doesn't understand how like they can do something like that.
Turns out they're harnessing the power of the devil.
It wouldn't shock me. Pixar is
I would like
so
to know that they're amazing. Just a bunch of devil worshippers, and every night they put on hoods and they have a giant painted pentagram in the parking lot and they light that baby up.
I'd still watch. I'd still be a Pixar
fan. It would make
fan.
It better.
I don't know if it would make it better.
Yeah, it would.
Because that would make the devil real. But then it would make heaven real too, which would be kind of cool.
You know what? I take back everything I said. That would be disgusting. And I'm serious. That would totally crush me. I take it back.
So
hey, does that outlet not look deep enough to you?
Oh my god, more visual shit.
No, but look at that.
It's an outlet.
Normally, when you see them like that, they're like that.
They're
deep.
Flush with the wall. This one
no,
comes out.
But the ones that are added on later, they're like that deep.
It looks fine to me. I have a switch that I want to flip now, and now I just want to flip the switch and see what happens.
Me too.
Okay. The point is. Good little movie. Pixar, very good little. Gonna be one of the best, if not the best, animated movie you'll see all summer. However, the song and the short that come before it, glorious.
Really? What is it? Is it made by Pixar?
Yeah.
And it's an original song?
Yeah.
By whom?
I don't know. I don't look into things like that. But it's called
yes,
Lava. It's called Lava.
Okay.
And it's an island. It's an island singing a song. Because he's lonely in the middle of the Pacific Ocean.
All right.
And it's a Hawaiian song.
Is the
song.
Short just the length of the song? So it's like a
yeah, it's like 5 minutes, I think.
Okay, I love that. And I need to see it.
And
right now I just looked out the window and there's a van parked next to my car. And there was a post on Facebook a few weeks ago where it was supposedly written by a cop. And one of the most important things they tell you not to do as a woman is get into your car if there's a van parked on your driver's side door.
Well, you know, so what, you got to go through the passenger side window?
That's what you're supposed to do. For a woman.
God, being a woman would be so terrifying so often.
There's a dog in the front seat, though.
So I look forward to you seeing the lava short. It is great. That's all I have to say about that. And I think the show should end there. Sorry, man. We haven't done anything. We feel
great.
Fantastic. I should have been playing this the whole time.
Playing what?
A long, long time ago, there was a volcano.
Living all alone in the middle of the sea. It's the lava song that I'm playing off my phone. Did you see what I did? You put in 220.
Hold on.
Watching all the couples play and wishing that he had someone to.
That sounds like an island's voice.
I want to be in Hawaii hearing this.
And from his lover came this song of hope that he sang out loud every day for
you. I wish someone had video of us sitting here, heads close together, bobbing our heads, listening to a Pixar song, ready to start crying.
I hope will come true. You're here with me, and I'm here with you.
It's hello. A song about a
hello,
song.
Hello, Tom Hanks.
Here comes the best line.
The sky up above will send me someone to lava.
Someone to lava. Oh my god, it's so great.
Thanks a lot, man.
Hope to send someone to lava, because he's an island all by himself out there. Oh, it's so great. I love it.
And lava's like his splooge.
And then it gets very tragic.
Oh, seriously?
No, lava's not a splooge. Why do you gotta? Why do you gotta do that? What is this guy doing?
Hold on.
Why is he bringing us a 10? Does he not want to get a tip? You gotta give us the change.
You know what? Seriously, I don't.
So
I
Mike
don't,
tried to pay for everything. He tried to put two 20s in there.
How much do you want?
And I don't know if you saw how numb I am. I took your 20 out.
That made sense.
Put mine instead of just throwing one back.
I know,
at you,
but it made perfect sense because
is Pixar gonna sue us?
All right, I don't know what to do here.
I feel like the show's over.
If I had a 5, it'd be perfect, but I only have a 4.
Yeah, I have 2.
So.
I don't know what to do here. Either. He didn't bring us change, so we're screwed.
But I owe you $1 like that, right?
No, wait, hold on. We're so stupid. Are these yours?
If you give me a 10 back, I'm giving you 5 back because I owe you $1.
No, that's too much. Here. So what do we leave?
No, it's not too much. In fact, that's not enough, because that means I only paid
$23. Okay, let's
stop
the
show.
Let's stop the show. It's awful. This is terrible.
Everything's
terrible.
Stop. Well, I'll edit this out.
No, you won't. We all know you're not going to.
Okay, somehow I made money on this. No, I didn't. Did I?
No.
Did we already pay?
Yeah, we each gave a 20.
Okay.
All right, I don't know. Okay.
That's at least $6 for a tip.
Yes.
And I owe you
he
$1.
$12. So it should have been 6 to each. Right? 6 to each. So I got 2 back. You got 12 back. I got 4 back.
Because I pulled those ones.
Let's just go get 2 fives and be done with it. And then you keep one of the fives and boom.
This makes no sense. All of a sudden, we're chips.
All right. Let's get out of here.
Wait, hold on. I'm going to get some change.
No, don't leave me alone with the thing.
I know. That's terrible.
Why are you doing this?
I'll keep talking from here.
So if you live in the Southern California area, I can't say that I don't recommend cha-cha chicken. Oh, wait, Mike! The coupon from the lady with the... Got to come back. And don't yell shit in the restaurant. There's children. Should I paper airplane it too?
I forgot about that.
Here, let's just be done with this booth forever. And what's this dollar doing?
What am I gonna do with this?
Yeah. You gotta give it to him.
He already did it.
Fuck me. That was the whole reason why
what
we came
here. What are we doing?
Here.
Are we putting that in there?
He'll give us $3 back and then we'll be happy.
He won't.
Yeah, he will.
I'm embarrassed to ask for that. We have turned into women.
Where's my 5?
Is that it?
No, that's for him, right? Did you already give him one? Is that right? Is that cool?
I have no idea. I have no idea what weird magic just happened. But if you were like a grifter, you could have totally just taken me for everything in my wallet.
You ever seen Paper Moon?
Yeah.
Remember that scene? All right.
I don't remember it, though.
Maybe the worst show we've ever done.
No, not even close. I have to go pee.
I'm gonna push stop. Do I push delete?
No.
I hope this is the right button. This is like that new stupid game show where you gotta cut the cords. Cut the wire.
That was almost uncomfortable right there. What? He's skateboarding up with the total hardcore cholo dude just staring at me. Where? Right at that. Just fucking staring me down. You'll see him. That dude right there.
Don't point.
Oh, sorry.
What are you doing?
Yeah, sorry. That dude, he's just like locked eyes on me.
So we're going to the Nectar?
Yeah, we're going to a bar called Network. Yeah, what do you think I'm going to do?
No, we each getting a Coke or something?
No, you can get a drink. Have a drink.
We're inside Nectar.
It's like an old man bar. I hope I don't forget to bring my skateboard. I'm going to leave this rolling.
Bonus. Howdy. Bonus content from Nectar. How you doing, man?
Not bad.
Coke.
I would like a ginger ale if you have ginger ale.
Ginger ale. Yeah. Could I get, you have anything on tap? Yeah. Yeah, you got a bunch of shit on tap.
Yeah. Lagunitas, Dos Equis, 805, Modelo, Sam Adams, Miller Lite, and Coors Light.
I'll go 805.
805?
What's 805?
It's a local craft brewery. I'm assuming it's
I used to love Dos Equis.
I hate it. I can't stand it.
I used to love it. The dark only.
There was a beer that I used to drink that had chilies in it. And that tasted like Dos Equis, but spicy, and I kind of like that. But just straight Dos Equis, no.
Did you ever put hot sauce in your beer?
No. No.
I went through that phase. Did you ever drink Zima?
Oh, Zima's the worst.
No, it wasn't the worst.
It was pretty terrible.
When we first added Zima...
It made me, like, short of breath.
It didn't taste great, but it got you fucked up.
Well, everything does when you're that age. I don't know why I'm drinking a beer right now. I would have felt very douchey having a Diet Coke
and
you're drinking
that's
a ginger ale.
You had to balance it out.
So I'm going to spit it into like a little spittoon down here.
Two adult men just walked into a bar in the middle of the day in the late afternoon with our skateboards, and we're finishing up this podcast in here.
Thanks, man.
I think...
Is that like a Sam Hain shirt?
No, it's Matt Sin.
It's like the same kind of art as Sam Hain.
When,
really different kind of music, but I'm pretty sure they got that from Matt, though.
All I have are 20s.
Oh no, we're gonna have more confusion. I'll get your ginger ale. How about that? Give me a 20 and I'll take care of your ginger ale.
When we first added Zima to the bar,
at the Improv,
it was fucking crazy. Like there was a sea of Zimas.
Did they ever have Zima out of a tap?
No.
Why not? Out of a gun. You could do that.
Small liquor. I guess you could, yeah. No, we never did.
I told you about...
That was the trendiest thing I've ever seen. Thank you. Ever seen.
What are we looking
at? 575.
Some onesies. Are you really buying me this ginger ale?
Yes. Thank you. On me, my
appreciate
friend.
Appreciate it.
I'm rolling in ginger ale money.
So be honest, what you think
that
of
was
that
very
chicken
Tyler.
Place? Tyler was good.
It
was all right.
Think of what?
The chicken place. It was okay.
It was pretty good. I have to go back because they didn't take our $3 thing because we had already paid.
You didn't take it either. You left it on the table.
I don't think I did. I think it's in my pocket right now.
Okay.
I think I can prove it quite easily, but I'm not going to because that's an effort. Oh, 805. Beer is so gross. I hate beer. Thanks, man.
What are you talking about?
No, I'm just saying that for you, for your sake.
Oh.
Hey, I found a quarter on the way over here, so I feel pretty good about that.
Sweet.
Yeah. So they have Jeopardy on, which maybe is probably the last thing you'd ever expect to see in a bar like this.
It would be in that kind of hotel
or Mrs. Poppins, might be. It's a Raider bar.
It's not Mrs. Poppins, it's Mary Poppins.
I don't know what things are like that, because I'm cool.
And you hate Dick Van Dyke.
I hate Dick Van Dyke, yes.
I was thinking about that, and I think your hatred for him is uncalled for.
Yeah, probably. Most
things. Because I think he's one of the nicest men I've ever met.
Right. I hate him.
And you know who his wife reminds
Ooh.
Me of?
You see that?
Yeah.
I bring up Sam Hain, next thing you know, Dan's explaining. Love it. I told you I saw Danzig in a tiny little club when I was 15, and it was horrifying. I was like maybe 14.
I see him at Comic-Con every year.
Want to change that.
Thanks, man. Waterproof DirecTV remote was just handed to us, which is pretty sweet. Why has it got to be waterproof?
He doesn't perform anymore, does he?
He's a very awkward dude. Glenn Danzig, there was a documentary that I don't think ever saw the light of day that somebody had on a DVD, and I watched it, and he was just such an awkward... Every time the camera was on him, he'd get really self-conscious. He was reading his comic books.
Yeah.
Very different than a stage presence.
Yeah. Well, he's tiny.
He's like a buff little Elvis.
Yeah. He's like a buff. He's like a Tyrion Lannister.
A little bit.
He's buff.
I told you that I had a friend that worked at a bar, and they had Rockstar in the lines on the tap, and it ate through the fucking lines after 6 months. Ate through.
It's good for your teeth.
Uh-huh.
Everything eats through something. Water eats through solid rock eventually.
That's a very valid point. That's how the Grand Canyon occurred. Well, actually, I think it was kind of iced.
Well, because people go, oh, if you put a penny in Coke, watch what happens to it. Yeah, no shit. If I fill my mouth up with Coke and then tape my lips shut and soak in it for 8 hours, it's going to fuck. I'm not saying it's good for you. Hey, did you know that if you take Sprite, fill up a glass with Sprite and put a squirt of Coke in there, it's ginger ale?
No. Really?
Absolutely.
Would a sommelier agree with you?
No. But it's stunningly... In fact, that's probably what this is.
Maybe. Like, they make their own ginger ale, and then they can put a sign on the
door? I don't see a G. Oh, yeah, now I do. Now I see it.
All right. I feel like we should end the show.
Is this the kind of bar you'd like to own?
I don't want to own a bar. It'd be a lot of headaches. I just want to have a bar down the street for me that I can go to. I don't want to own a bar.
We'll end the show when the song ends.
What's that?
We'll end the show when the song ends.
See, that's what troubles me, is I couldn't even hear you. I don't know if any of this is coming through.
Maybe not.
He knew that we were doing a show. He looked at the recorder very,
turned on.
He wasn't thrilled.
No, he's not thrilled.
As though we're doing a drug deal, and he thinks that we're mic'd. FBI informants, and he's doing that thing.
I gotta say, though, it would be really shifty to come in, just set a recorder down on a... First of all, what we just did is weird.
No, it's not.
Okay.
Dude, technology rules supremacy today.
Two adult men.
Does that make sense, what I just said?
Two adult men just skateboarded into a bar in the daylight.
Yeah.
Sat at the bar. Uh-huh. Plopped down a Zoom recorder.
Yeah.
On the bar.
Right.
And then just proceeded to keep talking.
Yeah. It's cool. The bar's called Nectar. So it's okay.
We should ask him how much to do a show here.
No, it's a Raider fucking dude. The homie that was staring you down outside,
on your right,
he would probably be in here. That's the last audience that I think we should do a show for.
I know, exactly. Okay, now I don't like this place anymore.
Because the Raiders are
looking at the ground. Yeah, I thought you were joking. Yeah, but there's a Pittsburgh thing over there.
Yeah, it's all gouged out of the ground angrily.
It'd be hard to watch the game with this music on this loud.
I bet they play a lot of Morrissey in here.
No.
Yeah.
Morrissey's for young Mexicans, not for like Raiders fans. I bet there is a big chasm between a Raiders fan and a Morrissey fan, even though they probably live in the same house. Right? Don't you think?
I think you're absolutely right, yes. But I think there might be some crossover there too.
There has to be some.
Yeah. Oh, Morrissey needs to make a song about the Raiders.
Mousy? I like Mousy.
What is that?
Mousy's the girlfriend.
Oh, she's in a coma?
No.
Oh, the girlfriend of...
Yeah, one of them.
the Raiders guy.
I guess the show's over.
He needs to make a song about the Raiders to bridge that gap.
Morrissey does?
Yeah, but it would make a more harmonious household.
All right, that's the end of the show. Thank you, guys.
Thanks a lot, man.
No worries.
No complaints about this one. Nothing like a 49-year-old man leaving a bar on his skateboard.
I would put
to skate back to his Subaru Outback.
All the money that I have right now and all the money that I'm going to earn in the next 2 years on that's his car.
It's got to be, right? Unless that guy's in Bad Boys Pizza, which, by the way, Gene Simmons should sue for use of that S. Look at that, the Blade Barbershop and the Blade Beauty Salon right next door to each other.
I'm tired now.
Me too. God, that beer would have killed me. Even though I gotta tell you, hey, how careful am I being around this dude's car? What? Yeah. Yeah. You never know when the show's over.
I wanna be able to use the N-word to speak freely again. Please turn off the recorder. Like that.
Don't end on that. This neighborhood's a little sketchy.
Yeah. Valley's all about pockets.
Yeah.